many of you have used Adobe Connect or Adobe Presenter? Okay, just a few of you have. It's great communication software. Adobe Presenter works very well for asynchronous type delivery of instructional materials, and I'm going to show you a little bit about that, but I'm going to focus mostly on using Adobe Connect, which works very well for synchronous learning where you're presenting material either through remote lectures or what I've been using it for a lot in recent semesters is online tutoring, and we'll talk about that more at the end. Many of you have seen this before. We've talked about our Soils Resource Center at Purdue. It's a very interactive environment. We basically have 14 or 15 units that we put out. The unit is 1 week long. Students within this resource center come in, go to a computer, and the computer directs them through the learning process for that particular week. And we use Adobe Presenter as the tool that leads them through that process. They'll spend about 3 hours in that resource center, but the material on the computer is probably about 40 minutes long. So you can see how much interactive or work time they have in the resource center, and it's not all just directly the material on the computer. Here is an example of Adobe Presenter. This is the last lecture or the last unit that John Greville has put together for the introductory soils course, and just give you an example of what the student sees when they go into the room.
Hi, this is John Greville with your last week on soils and chemical pollution. I'd like for you to take a moment and read through the instructional objectives on soils and chemical pollution, which can be found on page 1 of your study guide.
Whether the student can pause it, they can go back and review it, and what we try to do is have some really good visuals of what the person is saying. We've been able to get the graduate students involved in this. Here's one of the graduate students that's talking about one of the demonstrations
Welcome
the students
back.
Worked on.
As we worked through the demonstration on bench one, you saw that the black line on the filter paper is actually composed of several different colors.
So you get an idea. This will go on for about a 40 or 45 minute period, but is broken up by having the students get up and go do activities about every 5 to 10 minutes, something like that, and they'll spend a total of 3 hours. We also use Adobe Presenter to create various learning-based modules that can be accessible on the web or through WebCT. It could be the web course for the department. For example, one I'm going to show you in a minute is used by our extension group, and this is just one on plant nutrient deficiencies, one that I put together, and we use it in a variety of ways, but it's accessible to a lot of courses.
Hello, this is George Vanstoyk with a learning module on plant deficiency symptoms. During this module, we're going to be looking at various deficiency symptoms that occur on different plants.
And the students can jump back and forth to different spots.
Phosphorus can show up on occasion, and you can see here, this was some plots that were done out in color. Here's a close-up view of a corn plant that shows the coloring on the edge of the leaf can sometimes be purple, but it also...
And this particular unit goes about 13 or 14 minutes total. So we try to make these fairly concise, but they're available to the students at any time, anywhere. Now, this is how we're using Adobe Presenter, but today I want to focus mostly on Adobe Connect. And Adobe Connect is a meeting room. It's a virtual meeting room. For example, you can see me there in the upper left-hand corner. I'm sitting in my office. Below it tells me how many people are in this meeting. Below that, there's a chat box, and that chat box is where people can interact by texting, and students love to do that. And so they'll text back and forth to me. They can hear me. They can see me. I have a permanent website that the students can go to, so at any point in time, if they want to interact with me, I may have a time set up for them to interact with me. They go to that website, and I'm there, because by prearrangement. Here's a case where last spring I happened to be, I'm sitting outside the convention center in my hotel room in Anaheim, California. I had one of my colleagues walk into the classroom in the soil fertility course. We were talking about soil testing philosophies. And you see the screen, this is what they would have seen on a large screen like this in the room. I make sure that there's a microphone there where I can hear them, and I'm delivering the lecture. All he did was click on a website, and I say, hello, good morning, I'm here to be with you. And I can lecture from a distance, or I can invite other people in, as we have people from Nairobi, Kenya, has delivered a full 50-minute lecture using this technology. All they do is click on a website, I connect them into the classroom, and they're there and ready to go. We've had several presentations from Hungary. How many of you are familiar with Skype? Skype is a software that works very well kind of as a telephone connection. It can be a video connection. What I find is that Skype works really well for the audio part of this. You can use Adobe Connect for the audio, but Skype is much clearer. So what I tend to do is run the audio over Skype, and I run all the visuals and stuff that we're working with over Adobe Connect, and I run them in parallel. Here's an example.
I'm sorry I can't be in class with you today, but I wanted to share with you how you can use the soil survey on one of your assignments that's coming up next week. You notice there the address for the web soil survey.
And this is what the class might start out as. I'm delivering it from afar. We can go through it. Thing I want to point out is that if I have a tablet PC, I can write on the tablet PC, so I'm not stuck to just this PowerPoint presentation.
If that's the area of interest, you can either click on the map, or as you can see on the left-hand side, you can type in the state and the county that you are interested in, and then just press view.
Here's another example.
Once you've identified your area of interest, you can actually click on soil map, and it'll give you the map of the soils in the field of interest, and it will also list those map units and the amount of acre.
And we actually used this and stored this lecture so that anybody that wants to use the Web Soil Survey can now go back and review that. This was a particular live delivery that was then recorded, and I'll explain that in just a little bit. How did the students respond to this in the soil fertility course? In terms of different lectures that were given, the quality of the technology was rated as about a 4.3 out of a 5 on a 5 scale. Quality of the presentations was about 4.3 out of 5. When I asked them, would you like other lectures taught by other people using Adobe Connect, 100% of the class said that. This was a class of about 25 students. Was it valuable to see the instructor? I kept thinking, there's no real reason that I have to use band space to have me up there in the corner. But they came along and 95% of them said yes. And then maybe a disappointing thing was, this was a comment that a number of them made. They lost track that I wasn't even in the room. Now, that you can take that good or bad, but I've decided that maybe next semester, since this course is taught in January, I'll deliver all my lectures from the Bahamas, and it'll work fine. So, now, that's the way we're talking about using Adobe Connect to deliver lectures, presentations from people in other parts of the world to our course, this kind of thing. I want to talk about something that I tried, and I've only done this really one semester, but it was very, very successful. It's online tutoring. And what I do is...
Hello, Evan. Chris, do you fellas have a question about tomorrow's homework?
So this is an example. This is the way a session like this would start. I would tell the students that they have a homework assignment due at 9:30 on Tuesday morning. I'll tell them I'm going to be available at 10 o'clock Monday night. Now, I don't know about your students, but my students, if it's due at 9:30 on Tuesday morning, and I tell them, come to my office anytime to get some help on this, they don't come very often. But they do show up at 10 o'clock the night before the assignment's due the next day, and it's pretty convenient for me because I'm sitting in the living room reading some stuff, and at 5 minutes till 10, I walk in, I click on the computer, I got the camera on me, and by the time I call up to that website, I've got two students registered. And then they just keep adding on. And so they keep coming on and they ask me questions. And this is just an example. This is a Word document that's been pulled up.
Okay, Evan and Bob, I see you've got a question about the CDC calculation. Let's go to that on the page. And do you have any specific problem with that, or do you want me to just work through that whole calculation?
So I can talk to them. They can see me. If you notice over here in the chat, that's where the students are coming on. Now, could they plug in a microphone? Yes. Could they plug in a camera? Yes. Do I let them do that? No. The reason for that is I don't really want to get hung up with problems with their technology. And they don't seem to have any problem at all texting me like that. So what happens is, as the text comes up, they can see who's online, they can see what the questions are that are asked by various people, I see who comes online, I see what their questions are, and I'm the one doing the talking. But I can still ask them questions, and they'll respond with responses in the chat box. The other thing that I can do is I can go in and pull up not only just Word documents and so forth, I can pull up a previous lecture that I gave them.
Okay, Kyle, you had a question earlier about doing the calculations for the milliequivalents per liter of calcium and magnesium. so that we can do the sodium absorption ratio calculation. If you see from the lecture here on the PowerPoint, you can see the equation that I set up for you to do that calculation.
But then we start talking about the specific problem they have to do, and I write on the screen. So they can see immediately, and I can begin to help lead them through that process. Now, I use this also not just for homework assignments, but I may use it just prior to an hour exam. Now, I'm always doing all the face-to-face things you do. I mean, I'm doing office hours. I'm doing all those kinds of things. I'll do a help session before, but some students can't attend the help session. So I'll just say, okay, at 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be online. They come online, and if they got questions about an exam, I have to be ready to answer anything. And so I just go to a whiteboard that I can click on.
Chris, I see you have a question on number 13, D and E on exam 2. What I've done on the screen there is I've gone through and looked at that problem, and it asks you about the equation for nitrification.
So what I can do then is be prepared to answer anything just by writing on the screen. And what I'm not able to show you here because I can't get to the internet is that I can do this live. I mean, that's not something I've prepared before. I don't write that bad if I've prepared before. I'm writing on that while, in fact, the students are asking me the question about it, okay? Now, how do the students respond to this? Well, when I ask the students about online tutoring, they say the value of it is about a 4.5 on a 5-point scale. Should regular online tutorings be offered in my course and other courses? 100% of them said yes. Comments like very beneficial, convenient, easy to use, encourage other instructors to do this. And the thing that I think I feel really good about is that the audio is very clear to them, and they're accessing this from their home, from another lab someplace. One student that was getting ready for an exam told me he didn't come back for my help session. He stayed home in Columbus, Indiana, and used my online to get the help, and then he came back the next day. So they think that the documents and all that stuff comes through very clearly. I mentioned recording. The nice thing is that when you start this, or at any point during it, I can click up here on the icon on Adobe Connect where it says Meeting, and up will come a screen that just says, do you want to record it? I click Record, and it's permanently recorded. It's given a website. So I tell the students afterwards, if you want to review that help session from that we did last night, here's the web address for it. You can go to it anytime from anywhere and do that. Impact on the students. What I found when I started using this was, and I want to point out that this is tied in with the student response devices that John Greville is going to talk about in a few minutes. 92% of the students were in attendance that semester. Face-to-face contact in help sessions was about 96% of them came to the regular help sessions. Averages on the grades seem to improve and evaluations seem to improve. Grades, for example, typically the past three semesters we had 30% A's. You can see the data there. You can see what happened in spring 2007. Now I'm going to see what happens in spring 2008. Does it consistently stay that high? But certainly a great increase in terms of the number of A's and so forth and fewer F's. In terms of how they viewed the course, access to the instructor, they'd always felt they had good access, but on a 5-point scale, previous semesters was 4.7. This jumped all the way to a 5. Stimulates interest, 4.3 to 4.5. Quality of the course went from 4.4 to 4.9, and instructor quality went from 4.8 to 5.0. So we had some very positive impact from the students using this. So I hope to have a chance to visit with you about this technology, and I guess I would invite you, if any of you have any interest in doing an online lecture to our program or having us to do it to you, we can set it up very easily, and I invite you to contact me about that.
Thank you. I can do one very short question. Oh.
Yes. It's a good, you wouldn't have to. You could do it while you're there, and it takes a little bit of time to do it. I upload everything that I think is going to happen that day. In other words, if it's a homework assignment, I make sure that homework assignment's loaded up. Any supporting PowerPoints that I had before, they're uploaded. And with just a click, I can jump from one to the other.